Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Sanele, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my elder. I guess I don't have to ask you how you're doing.
I'm doing well, man. Cannot complain. Just enjoy that song, eh?
I can tell.
Yeah. Tell me, we spoke yesterday, about this healthy living. And today we want to talk about avoiding harmful things. And I'm wondering what these are. But I'm glad that you are here to actually, help us through these things. In our current guide, actually, Sharing Secrets to a Healthy Lifestyle, we've covered different aspects, of course, from the couple of weeks. And today we're talking about these harmful things. Now, Sanele, take us through today's lesson, harmful things. Which harmful things are being referred to? Please take us through.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, my elder. Firstly, I've got a confession to make.
Okay. Are you taking harmful things?
I don't know, my elder. Maybe it's the harmful things that are making you so excited.
Yeah.
No, it's a very touchy subject, my elder. Because the harmful things we are talking about today, the lesson is pointing us to consumption of alcoholic beverages.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So I think, you don't want to seem, because maybe you don't partake, you are looking down on those, or you are judging those who are.
Mm-hmm.
So I always find it very difficult, whenever this subject comes about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things, before we go into the details of what the lesson touches on today, and I think, before going into it, I also just, kind of looked around in terms of what are some of the things that come to mind. And, there's a lot of research and articles from reputable websites and institutions that speak about the same thing, to say, alcoholic beverages are toxic to the body, before we even go to, sometimes you find that secular stuff speaks against the Bible.
Mm.
But, in this particular subject, I think as the first point, we see some sort of unison between the Bible and, secular writings, that, alcoholic beverages can be so harmful that they can even affect life-supporting organs in our bodies. I think that's just maybe the first point.
Right.
And I think the second point is around, it's a known fact that alcoholic beverages, when you've consumed them, you are not sober, and as a result, the decisions that you make are then compromised. Mm. And I've heard of people saying, some of us have got high tolerance levels and all those kinds of things.
Mm,
but,
mm.
I guess people have their ways of trying to justify. And I've heard of reasons saying, no, the Bible speaks about being a drunkard and all those kinds of things. Yeah? But I think it's known, for instance, maybe two or three stats that are relevant. I think the lesson speaks about stats that are based in America. But, I just want to resurface some of the information that I think most, if not all of us, know. First looking at the Road Traffic Management Corporation, that said, alcohol is the leading risk in road traffic crashes in South Africa. So you're not only a danger to yourself, where you can harm yourself and lead yourself to damages, but you're a danger to others as well, And beyond that, not only at being, putting others in danger, but, you now can put yourself in a situation where you have caused someone to lose their lives and you may end up being in prison, And I think these are some of the things that we must always flesh out. And the other one, I saw also a research paper that said alcohol serving establishments serve as intersection of women's risk for relationship violence and HIV infection.
Mm.
And this research paper showed different cases of this. So there's a lot of correlation between establishments that are prominent or dominant in terms of selling these types of beverages with, violence and HIV infection. And I think one that really stood out for me, I remember the Minister of Health during COVID, when there was the lockdown and alcohol was banned from being sold, and the stats were in Baragwana, for instance, at the hospital, in the casualty department, the cases dropped by up to 70%.
True, I remember that very well, actually.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, it goes without saying, and if there's anyone out there, you know, or even us, you know, if we're thinking of partaking, I think these are the things that should be that should flash in our minds, you know, the risk that come with it. So there are certain verses that are in the Bible, and the other argument speaks about, you know, there's no verse that says thou shalt not consume alcohol, you know, and I think, you know, that principle is quite flawed, because, you know, if you apply it to a couple of other things, we'll actually see that it's flawed. But maybe just to touch on the verses.
You go to the verses, I know that you're going to be actually addressing that. We see scientists and those in medicine telling us that if you are a little bit sick, take a bit of wine so that you can feel better. And they also back up that with scripture as well. I think there is a verse that is used by people who enjoy alcohol to say, if you're not well, take a bit of alcohol. I don't know. I'm sure you'll be addressing those as well. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to touch on that, but also use that, number one. Number two, I was laughing looking at the lesson study of 2 days ago, the weekly lesson for adults, where it speaks about Jesus's first miracle, you know, Jesus's first miracle.
Oh, miracle! Okay.
Yes, to say, hey, now Jesus was fucking king again, because
when's the trial?
You know, you're saying you're bringing yourself to this market, your debut, you know, into miracle.
Oh, man.
Because I've got a colleague, very good Christian lady, you know, loves her husband, loves the family. She loves a glass of wine, you know. And whenever she says Jesus's first miracle was...
Oh, man.
I think those are just some of the justifications. And one of the things that we get taught in Bible study,
right,
is, you know, using one verse in isolation is very dangerous.
True.
And so we'd rather...
Oh, what happened to that call, man? All right, you know, we're definitely going to have to get Sanala back, because we are definitely not anywhere near concluding that conversation. He was just about to give us the verses. We lost you there for a moment, but yeah, you were saying that using just one scripture to create a doctrine.
Yes. So using just one scripture is dangerous in the Bible, and for us to really get the sense of what the entire Bible speaks about, it's always good to read about the subject in multiple contexts, so that we, you know, even in academic research, you know, you cannot just use one reference and then you make a point upon that. There needs to be a supporting list of evidence and sources to support the point that you are making.
Okay.
So I think that'll be just my response, you know, in that regard. But so there are certain verses like Proverbs 23 verses 29 and 30 that
what
says,
does it say?
You know, it says, who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contention, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine. And it also goes on, you know, in verse 31 and so forth. And it speaks about, you know, how wine actually turns like a serpent in your stomach, you know. And I think it goes back to the examples that we gave to say the consumption of such beverages has an adverse effect on our bodies, which are also the temple of God, the Bible says, you know. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10, it speaks about... It says, no thieves, no covetous, no drunkards, no revilers, no extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God, you know.
Mm.
And I think between you, myself, no pastor, can say this one will go to heaven, this one doesn't. But this is what the Bible says. And again, someone can.
I saw one pastor on the, just on a light note there on the internet, on these social medias, pointing out which person goes to hell and which one is going to heaven. But yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Mm. So I think again, another, when we try to find a loophole, some people say, no, I'm not a drunkard. I just consume here and there. But, when we go further into some of the research that is also cited on the lesson, it speaks about even the fact that a small consumption of alcohol has a negative impact on the body. And this is widely researched that, the listeners can get into it as well. It's like this verse that speaks about, many wives when some of the people say, no. And I don't want to be an elder, because the verse in Timothy says, if you want to be an elder, you must only be married to one wife. so we try.
I don't
want to
get into that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, it's some of these things that, and that's why for me, I think the point around the medical evidence supporting what scripture says, if then we are saying, we are not happy with what scripture says, let us at least be convinced by practical medical research that has been done that proves that consuming alcohol is harmful to the body, and it also causes other external problems that we've touched on.
I actually agree with that, because I was listening to some medical doctor who was refuting what has been claimed for years, that some wine would actually get you back to health. And he was saying nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, he says that it's not good for your body. And this is not even a Christian doctor, by the way. He's just a researcher, a scientific researcher. And he was pointing out that no, that's that we've actually been fooled. So I do tend to agree with that. Please proceed, my elder.
Yeah, thanks, my elder. I think I just want to touch on highlight some of the things that are listed in the lesson, around this this topic. So it says, whether
before you list them, there's one verse that I was hoping you're going to be getting to. One of my favorites, actually, when you talk about this, Proverbs 20, the very first verse there, it says, "Wine is a mocker." It says wine produces mockers, and alcohol leads to brawls. But those led astray by drink or by wine or by alcohol cannot be wise. So it basically means that you're going to make a mocking, laughing stock of yourself. And of course, you're going to be ending up brawling, involved in fights and all of that. And it says, therefore, if you are going to be led astray by this, you are none the wiser. That's what it says.
Yeah. Hey, my friends are going to stop telling me stories, to the point that you're mentioning. There's a friend of mine, so he was telling me that, so it's a group of friends. So this friend says, hey, no, it's the same time that lady clapped you, on the face. I'm like, where were you? And then they explain, they were in these places, where there is a lot of consumption. And, where she says, it was not even the first time, time, So which goes to, and the interesting thing is that, the Bible is so accurate, when it comes to some of these things. I think if we choose to ignore, it will be ignorance by choice, not because there's lack of information from God's word.
Yeah. Well, we still have another 2-3 minutes, so you can use that to go to a close.
Yes. No, I think I think this comes back to the point that you mentioned around, a glass of wine. And there's always a topic that also comes up. And I just want to touch on a few things that are in the lesson. It says, whether we realize it or not, even moderate alcohol consumption to some degree impairs reason, conscience, judgment. In addition, it affects our immune systems, our endocrine system, our circulatory system, our digestive system. So, you'll even see when you are doing the the health assessments.
Mm-hmm.
If you're part of Vitality, it's actually even easier. It shows you, for instance, it does an age calculation.
Mm-hmm.
And what you normally see, and what I've heard from people, they say their age, because it does an estimation in terms of what you've captured based on what you eat and your lifestyle in terms of whether you smoke or whether you drink. And what tends to happen with the friends that I've engaged with, those who drink and smoke, their estimated age, they are older based on their lifestyle
than they look.
And this just goes to show that even in the medical world, doing these things, you know, increases cancer, you know, all the, so it doesn't mean that if you don't drink, you won't get cancer. We're not saying that, but we're saying, you know, this is voluntary exposure that we do to ourselves when we eat the things that we're not supposed to eat, and we drink things we're not supposed to drink. So I think for me, in most cases, the arguments people usually bring, you know, to say, but that verse, and then there's this verse. I'm saying, let's take God's word. If not, let's at least, you know, take the medical evidence that's in front of our eyes to at least then try to help us to make the right decisions.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, I must say thank you so much to you, Sanele, for joining us this afternoon. Fantastic one. I think that it is important that we learn and study a lot about alcohol and what it can cause to even a human mind. I think studies have also shown some impact that alcohol could actually cause to your brain. And so, I do hope that those who are listening could actually go and do further studies in these areas so that we are not enemies after this, but we actually can come together and say, praise God, I listened to Sanele, who was actually giving the lesson on AWR on this. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, my elder. God bless.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.